In this bulletin, Australia welcomes Israel and Hamas signing the first phase of a Gaza peace deal. India's defence minister visits Australia as both countries deepen defence ties. And in sport, Matildas coach John Montemurro calls for more investment in the A-League women's teams. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biba Kwan. In Australia, politicians have welcomed the signing of the first phase of a Gaza peace deal between Israel and Hamas. Speaking during question time, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the deal brings hope to Gaza and the world.
In the Middle East, the past 2 years have been full of dark days. Today we see a ray of light. Today the world has cause for real hope. Hope for the families of the hostages who have kept a two-year vigil that must have felt like an eternity. Hope for the people of Gaza who have endured suffering beyond imagining. And hope that after 8 decades of conflict and terror, we can break this cycle of violence and build something better.
New South Wales Police says it still expects a large number of people at the pro-Palestinian protest on Sunday, despite a ruling from the Court of Appeal that blocks the protest route from including the Opera House. The Palestine Action Group says it's planning to appeal the court decision, but is also considering taking a different route that will go through central Sydney. New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner Peter McKenna says police are working with rally organisers to ensure crowd safety.
We are expecting large numbers still to come to that public assembly. We will be able to manage that. I would say if you're coming into the city on Sunday, be aware of that public assembly taking place. Please, if you are coming to the city, there will be a large police presence, so listen to police officers if you need any direction or guidance.
A new defence agreement has been signed between Australia and India. The signing ceremony took place in Canberra during a visit by Indian Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The visit has included discussions about enhancing maritime security cooperation, increasing consultation, and building cooperation on joint activities. Australia's Defence Minister Richard Miles says he's looking forward to visiting India to further deepen bilateral ties.
In recent times, what we've also had is a deep strategic alignment. And this has been reflected in a growing relationship. Today's meeting takes this a step further. For the first time, we are instituting our meeting as an annual Defence Ministers dialogue. And we look forward to coming to India to have the second meeting.
Martin Dole has been named the new Northern Territory Police Commissioner, 7 months after his predecessor was stood down from the role. Mr. Dole had been acting commissioner and is set to be officially sworn in at the end of the month. He's vowed to do his best to make the territory a safer place.
I'm incredibly honoured and privileged to be asked to continue to take on this role and lead the Northern Territory Police Force into the future. To the people of the Northern Territory, can I say to you, my commitment to you is to continue to build on restoring trust and confidence in the Northern Territory Police Force. Our members are out there every day serving and protecting the community and making the Northern Territory a safer place.
The appointment comes 7 months after the departure of former Commissioner Michael Murphy. He was sacked after the Territory's Independent Commission Against Corruption found he engaged in improper conduct in hiring a friend for a senior role in the NT Police. And to sports. In football, Matildas coach John Montemurro says allowing investment in A-League women's teams without involving their male counterparts could open up new opportunities to professionalise the women's game. With the minimum wage currently just $26,000, Professional Footballers Australia has pushed for the A-League women to be fully professional by the 2026-27 season. Monty Moreau acknowledged the struggles of clubs to remain financially viable while running men's and women's teams. He says he believes the separation of clubs could be a solution. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.